This podcast brought to you by the Bose Headset 10.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AOPA Expo in San Jose, California. We're speaking with Dan Schwinn, president of Avedine Corporation. And Avedine has just introduced an exciting new product called the Integra Weather Series, which you really need to see the pictures to understand it. But Dan's going to explain it in words. Tell us about the new product, Dan.
The Integra Weather Series is the culmination of, you know, years of work for Avedine, and particularly the recent certification of our MLX770, which is our Iridium-based worldwide data link receiver. The Weather Series also includes our Sirius-based North American broadcast weather receiver and our TWX670, which is a onboard lightning detection system that is considerably advanced upon the previous state of the art. It has a color mode and a close-in mode, and it's great for tactical weather avoidance.
And for the sake of graphics, that produces an image that looks is color-coded somewhat like weather radar.
It looks somewhat like radar, but to avoid any confusion, what we do is we overlay a octagon pattern on it so that the colors look similar and they mean similar things, but you're not going to be looking at your display and think you're looking at your radar when you're really looking at your lightning sensor and so forth, because we wanted to make it clear that it was a different sensor type.
So that portion, the lightning is a local sensor, and the Sirius is a geostationary satellite. Now we're adding an Iridium-based data system as well that will cover actually the whole world, but with an emphasis on Europe.
Right, so the Iridium-based system we first announced in May at eBase, and we were in Europe, and we were not surprised that we had tremendous interest from European operators. There's good weather ground infrastructure in terms of radars and so forth in Europe. We were somewhat surprised by the fact that there were a lot of international operators from places like Africa and Eastern Europe and India and so forth, who were very, very interested in any kind of weather data whatsoever that they could get in their regions. And their regions typically do not have as well-developed as a ground infrastructure.
Is there any data link, airborne data link weather available in Europe now at all?
About the only thing that you see for airborne data link weather in Europe is on larger business aircraft that have a satellite communication system. They'll use their SAT system to hook up to the normal ground-based weather sources. But there's no XM or Sirius type of system that's widely used by light plane operators. The best thing they've got is, you know, if they're lucky and they've got a smartphone and they can get some coverage, they might be able to get something at least while they're on the ground before they take off. But you don't have anything like what's been going on in the United States, where in the last 4 or 5 years, most people who use their airplane for anything resembling weather usage have got either a panel mount installed system or some kind of a handheld system that receives XM or Sirius. So clearly that's the opportunity that we saw, and our narrowcast technology that we had deployed in 2002 and 3 with Orbcomm was a natural to be used with Iridium, because Iridium is a higher bandwidth, lower latency system. And we were able to put the European and worldwide weather data on it, and by using the narrowcast technology of variable compression and pilot set preferences, we were able to keep the cost of operation to something reasonable.
Now, the Iridium is higher bandwidth than Orbcomm, but it's not as high of its bandwidth as either Sirius or XM, so you had to do some trickery there to get the signal compressed and to make the narrowcasting deliver the required data. How does that work?
That's right. There's probably about 10x the bandwidth on either XM or Sirius as there is with an Iridium channel that's open all the time. And an Iridium channel that was open all the time would be cost prohibitive. So, in fact, we're doing far more than a 10-to-1 compression. But the difference is that on the Sirius or XM systems, you broadcast all of the data for the entire coverage area on a cycle that varies by product from anywhere from 5 minutes to 30 minutes per product, depending on how frequently the product's updated and so forth. In the case of our narrowcast system running on top of Iridium, what we're doing is we're only sending the data for the aircraft's location and its planned route of flight. And we're sending it compressed in a variable density fashion so that there's more detail close to where the pilot is and where they're going, and less further away, because you don't need it. And so The other thing we do is we provide the pilot the ability to set the preferences having to do with which data products they want and how frequently they want them. And that gives the pilot a tremendous amount of control over the amount of data usage.
And saves on data costs.
Saves on the cost because the Iridium is billed on a pay-as-you-go kind of basis. So for every bit of data that you use, you pay a message unit fee. So in our objective when we set out to do this was to try and get something for a typical GA pilot somewhere in the range of what people were paying in the U.S. And you've seen pricing between, say, $30 and $60 a month for XM and Sirius, depending on how much you get, all the way up to $100 a month, I guess, in some cases. And so we were trying to get something close to that because our analysis was if you just used Iridium as a streaming product, it would be hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month. And so by using our narrowcast technology, we were able to get that to that $70 to $120 a month level that we've talked about. And the pilot has quite a bit of control over that in terms of how much weather they want to see, even to the point of if you're going off on a nice day, you get one weather briefing, you go into the preferences setup and just shut it off for the rest of the flight if you're concerned about spending an extra money, which people might be nowadays.
Last question, availability of certified approved hardware.
So the MLX 770, which is the Sirius receiver box, has received its TSO. The release 4 and 8, which are the MFD updates, which will display it, have not received their TSO, but it's expected shortly. And there will also need to be STCs to cover the installation of the system in various aircraft, and those STCs are underway. So we expect all of that to be available certainly by the end of the year, and installations are definitely going to be starting this, in the next month. Primarily in Europe, but all over the world. And there's just one other thing I wanted to mention, which we've had, we've been talking about this kind of in a Eurocentric or maybe a worldwide perspective, but the MLX receiver also works for U.S. weather, and it works as a backup system so that if you have the MLB with Sirius and the MLX for Iridium, you can fly around the U.S., and it will not use any message units to get weather because it doesn't need to because it's getting them over the of the broadcast. But if you fly out of the coverage area into, let's say, South America, or if there's some kind of a fault with the Sirius system, it automatically fills in and you won't even know the difference. The weather products will just come up just like they would have been. And so it kind of, given that Datalink weather has become an essential, product for people to have, people will start to think about redundancy, because things in airplanes that you worry about, sometimes you start thinking about redundancy, and this is a way to have a redundant weather system. And I think you're going to start seeing, certainly on some of the OEM airplanes that tend to be a little bit more global or whatever, you're going to start just seeing them provision with both systems, and that's how people are going to get it.
Okay. Well, thanks for speaking with us, Dan.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to AvWeb's coverage of AOPA Expo at San Jose, California. We've been speaking with Dan Schwinn of Avadyne Corporation. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting. Thanks for listening.
Presented by Bose Aviation Headset 10. Voted number one for the 7th consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2007 Annual Headset Preference Survey. Today's Aviation Headset 10 delivers a highly acclaimed combination of noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfort that remains unmatched. Learn more at Bose.com/headset.